Doing Time with Deputy Mike.
All right, welcome back with Doing Time. I'm Mike, along with my main man and partner in crime.
I'm Hayden.
And this is Doing Time.
Today our guest is Cody.
Hello.
Hi.
Interrogation time.
So, Cody, go ahead and tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I'm a junior here at DCTC. I'm in the auto service program. I really enjoy the program, that's for sure. I have a job in the industry, and I'm doing fairly well in school. So.
You have a job right now?
Yes.
With what you're doing?
Yes.
Oh, really? Where at?
I worked down at Greasy Dave's on Elm Road.
Oh, I have a buddy that works there. His name's Bob.
Oh, yeah. He I thought he used to work there.
Oh, he doesn't work there anymore?
I don't think so. Okay. No, it's just me and one other guy other than Dave.
So. All right.
So well, that's cool. So, I mean, this is what you always wanted to do then?
Not really. No, actually, it happened within the last couple of years or so. I want to say right before freshman year, because my grandfather was having me help do oil changes and stuff on the truck we had. And whenever I came here on career day, I walked into the program. I was just like, okay, this is what I want to do. It just
clicked.
Yeah.
They got a lot of stuff back there. Yeah. You got a good teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really nice guy.
Yeah, he's almost like a dad to me.
You know, and he is. He's, well, you know what? With all of our labs, I mean, we got really good teachers. Mr. Duran here, Mr. Beechler back. I mean, they're here to teach.
Man.
If you want to learn, they're going to teach you. But so when you graduate, like this is what. Well, there's so much. There's diesel mechanics. There's aviation, regular mechanic. Well, yeah. Auto mechanic. So, what is it like? Do you want to like get into something bigger?
Not really. My plan for right now after high school is just to do general auto repair for about a year or two after high school. And I mean, it's really hard to kind of plan these things out because you really never know what's going to happen right after high school. So,
right.
It's always nice. It's always good to have a plan, though, for sure.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, I think I'm pretty much set for now before I decide to do something else. But I'm not planning on doing too much else.
The booking.
So, let's find out about you. So, what all do you like to do?
Whenever I'm not busy working, which I do a lot of, I like to go out in our garage where my brother has a drum set and I have a couple guitars, and he has his buddy come over and we jam out every once in a while. And
how long have you been playing guitar?
I've been playing guitar probably since I was 12, 13 years old.
Cool. I've been playing for like 2 years now.
Yeah. Because I have a Jackson Dinky, which is more of like a shred type guitar, and then I have mostly electric. I don't really play too much of the acoustic stuff.
I have an Esteban acoustic, and then I have an Epiphone Special too.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, like, you know, I have the papers that everybody fills out, and a lot of kids like put down, I don't have a talent playing instruments is, that's talent. I mean,
well, the thing is about talent is it's, you work for that talent though.
Yeah.
You really work for it.
Even when they ask me, it's like, it's a funny question because, I mean, everybody's got talents.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was sitting over on that side of the table and the question got turned to me, it's like, what's your talent? It's like, oh my God, I don't have talents. I do have talents. But I mean, it takes a lot. I mean, to play drums, to play guitar.
Oh, man, my brother is excellent at drums. I mean, mostly he listens to like really heavy metal stuff, like Slipknot and all that. And so he just keeps playing stuff like that over and over. He can play them super fast and get some pretty nice beats going, but I usually don't play some of that stuff. I play some of the softer stuff. I started out with like Van Halen and Metallica and all that. And
I never thought I'd ever hear anybody say Metallica was softer stuff.
Well, or compared to, well,
from my day.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it was, I mean, Metallica, it's in the name. It is metal, so it is heavier, but compared to some of the other stuff we listen to, like Slipknot is super heavy. I actually, my favorite band right now is Avenged Sevenfold, which is fairly heavier than Metallica. But, I mean, that stuff's just easier to play, and it's just...
I think one of my favorite songs from them is Nightmare.
Oh, Avenged Sevenfold?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That whole album is pretty great. I actually... I have a tattoo on my back of that band's logo with the skull because it's just a nice looking logo.
But it's funny because, you know, I grew up Ozzy Osbourne. Mm-hmm. I mean, Iron Maiden was
I
like,
love Iron Maiden.
One of the hardest, and, you know, and I was actually thinking about this the other day. It was like my day, like one of the hardest groups, Iron Maiden, and you know, everybody, you couldn't listen to my music growing up. The devil's music on the radio.
You get in trouble by your parents, probably, huh?
No, it just they would not play that stuff on the radio.
Oh man, yeah. And, oh, because they. I guess that's usually how radio works, anyways. They always put the classics on whenever they were around when they
you
first
get on
came
the
out.
Radio today. You'll listen to all this stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, and I mean, I didn't hear really like even Led Zeppelin until CD 106.
Yeah.
Well, you had MMS. But they were still playing older stuff too. Nobody wanted to touch Ozzy Osbourne or Iron Maiden.
Yeah, so. It's funny how they call it classics whenever people back then when they first came out didn't even listen to them. So
yeah. But all right, so back to the auto mechanic. So tell us about your lab.
I mean, we do general auto repair and diagnosis, really. It's a very interesting program to me anyways and to most of the people in there. I think it's a really good industry to try to start out in after high school. I mean, most of the kids in our class don't really have to like go out to college right after high school because that program pretty much sets you up for just getting a job right after high school, and you can work at the same place for years and you'll be pretty good off in life.
You guys bring your own cars in and work on
them? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time. Some kids just bring it in because they think their car looks nice. I mean, I do the same thing, too, because I have a little red Miata with the pop-up headlights on it that I really like to just look at.
But, I like to look at.
I mean, some people are more of a repeat offender of bringing in their car every day just because they just want to sit in it or it looks just look at it, I guess. Seriously, car. That's how it is. I mean, whenever something actually needs done and stuff, we do make room for it if it's something major. But sometimes somebody just brings it in for something small, and then it just sits in the class for the rest of the program before we have to take it back out to the lot. And they just sit in it and look at it and play music in it. So
it is funny. But, you know, seriously, I mean, the dealerships and stuff, they're making these cars now where – the average person who used to work on cars. I mean, I watched my dad. He had the timing light and all that. I mean, back in the day, you'd go out and buy all that stuff, and you worked on your own cars.
Oh, yeah, you don't even need a timing light anymore. Most cars, it's all electronically controlled, so it's it'll
and
tell
I mean,
you.
Back in the day, don't forget, we had the batteries. You had to still fill water, mm-hmm. You know. The tires, we had, I remember every spring, everyone taking off. Every winter you bought snow tires,
mm-hmm.
And then by May something you had to have those tires off, or what everybody would do because they had like BB studs in them, which I think really snow tires are the best because they're awesome on
ice. They do wear down a lot faster, though. That's the only bad thing about them because they're a lot softer.
Yeah, but you know it would be funny because everybody would be sitting on their porches in their groups and. Guys are out there with their knives and they're all picking out the BBs so they can slap the tires back on the car.
It's a constantly changing industry, though, too. I mean, stuff changes all the time.
And now they're making these engines it kind of really makes me mad. I mean, you can't fix them.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But I'll use my SUV, like the Fords.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard, like, it's with, trying to think what are those ones? The model. But anyways, it doesn't really matter. But at a certain amount, like 100,000 something, the water pumps go bad. You can't just change the water pump. Literally, they had to take that cruiser in, and the whole top of the engine comes off to change
the way that they make it. Just the main reason why they do that is whenever they put it together in the factory and stuff too, it saves them more time putting the car together whenever they first build it, and whenever it needs to be fixed, it costs the customer more, which means more money for the dealership. So
that thing cost, it was couple grand.
Oh yeah,
I'm just gonna get a Flintstones car.
Oh yeah. I mean it's robbery, really. I mean, it used to be nothing to change a couple bolts, bam, mm-hmm. there's your thing.
Oh yeah, my boss actually has a 1969 Mercury Cougar that the 289 engine in it, and it's, he only needs two wrenches to take the whole thing apart. Start to finish.
Yeah,
and actually in lab the past 3 days we were tearing into some engines and stuff, and I picked one of the smaller engines out of the shed. It was out of I think Mr. B said it was out of a late 80s, early 90s Chevy Cavalier, and I mean, I had the thing almost fully apart within a couple hours. I mean, I missed a couple things here and there, so I had to go back through, but I mean, it was very easy.
It makes more sense to just use like one size of screw, like, you know, bolts, whatever.
The sad thing is, though, the average person nowadays, like that SUV, and in fact, it was a guy from Warren PD was telling somebody about it, and it was funny because he had told one of my friends, and then right when that happened, my mind went out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it's like, sure enough, I mean, the thing cost a couple grand. I mean, that's something, we're not talking a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, especially whenever you're still making payments on the car, too.
Yeah.
Do members of law enforcement, do you all have to finance your own cars?
No. The county actually pays for that, thank God.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, if that was my own car, well, actually my son has my one, and it's getting up there. So eventually.
Yeah, those Fords are really nice. Those Explorers that you guys drive, they're really nice. Explorers. But whenever they break, they are a pain in the butt to fix.
They are.
I've only ever worked on a couple of them ever since I started working at Dave's, thank God it was nothing major, because it would have taken me hours to try to do some of that stuff.
You know, I'm gonna use I had a 99 Wrangler.
Mm-hmm.
I could lay down inside my thing with the engine. I still have room.
Dodges still do that. The Dodge trucks still have like the step where you can just step right into the engine bay and sit in them and everything.
But I mean, there was room in this thing. Like, I could put a big 400 block in that bad boy. Now you pop that hood under a Wrangler, and it
little to no room. You can't even see like the even see the ground or anything.
No, and like you can't even get like I wanted to change my own oil. I can't even get to nothing anymore. It's can't get to the filter.
Yeah,
it's, I don't know. It is so pretty crazy. I mean, seriously, I guess, you know, you got the advantage because you know exactly.
Well, some vehicles. I have a little Ford Focus. It was a late 2000s model, and every time something breaks on it, I hate working on it. It's just, everything's so jammed in there, especially in that engine bay. I can't even find the starter on it because it's just so hidden and buried under a lot of stuff. Even the thermostat, most cars, older cars, it would just be right there in front of the engine. Right, you'd see it. I mean, on that Miata that I have, it's pretty easy. Just two bolts right on top. It takes less than 5 minutes to change it. But on that Focus, it took me 6 hours to change it because you have to take so much out.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I love the older cars.
Yeah, they're just a lot simpler.
I drove an 04 Mercury Sable for a while that I really liked, but it ended up finally breaking down. The what had happened was the muffler fell off on Thanksgiving, and I had to stop on the side of the road and rip it off the bottom of my car, put it in my trunk, and then got to where I was going. My dad helped me get it like all the way off. We got it all set so that I could actually drive home. And then I went to leave. I'm pulling out of their driveway, and I hear a clunk.
Ooh.
And then I hear grinding. And I'm like, okay, well, they have a gravel driveway. My car's been sitting here, and we've been knocking it around a bunch. Maybe there's just gravel in my tires. But we get out, I get out on the road, and it's still making that sound.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's like it was raining things past Thanksgiving, if you don't remember. I get underneath my car, and my entire exhaust system is on the road.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that was like a 2-hour hacksaw job to try and take it off the bottom. And ever since that happened, it hasn't worked right. It hasn't been the same.
Well, yeah. Usually that has to do with the oxygen sensors that are next to the catalytic converter. Those help run the engine properly.
Yeah.
And with the Ohio rust that we have, it's really hard to not have exhaust issues like that, to where it just falls apart after a couple of years.
What we ended up doing was, I mean, my dad drove that car to and from work for years. I mean, it's literally the same age as me. It's an 04.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up like just jerry-rigging the muffler underneath the front seats. So it drove, but then I ended up getting in a bad crash where I ended up putting my car in the woods.
Ooh.
And the car actually, it didn't really get damaged. There was mud on the sides. Mm-hmm. I didn't even get hurt, but the alignment on it went bad because I went over a bush.
Yeah, sometimes, especially people hitting a curb and stuff. If you hit a curb and your wheel's just all over the place, and you definitely broke some joint somewhere.
Did we ever tell our listeners about that, Mike? About how what happened to me?
Well, I knew you said you ended up crashing, but I didn't know what like caused it.
So there was a movie that I worked on for the company PureFlix. It was a Christmas movie that we were filming back in, I want to say, middle of February. I went out for on February 12th to film for them. And I was in Columbiana, okay? So, you know, I worked like 10 and a half hours that day. And so, you know, naturally, I mean, I'm getting ready to go home. Like, okay, I'm tired. I'm going to try and find a Dunkin' Donuts so I can buy myself a coffee. And so I tell my phone, I'm like, okay, take me to the nearest Dunkin' Donuts. So it takes me there. They're closed. So I tell it, take me to the next nearest Dunkin' Donuts. They were closed.
You could just always go to a Waffle House.
I thought they were always open, like 24/7.
The Dunkin' Donuts on 46 is always open, 24 hours.
Yeah, then so like I go to two Dunkin' Donuts, they're both closed. And then at this point, I must have been really far out and not even realized, because I told my phone, put in my address. I was like, take me home. And it decides that it wants to take me an hour into Pennsylvania. And so, it put me on the turnpike, took me all the way across the state border. And it put me down like a trucker road. Like it was like a 500 foot long road with two or three houses on it and a cul-de-sac for semi-truck drivers to live. And Jeez. It has me turn around there, get back on the turnpike, and start heading home. And so a drive that was supposed to take me 35 minutes if I hadn't taken any detours ended up taking about 2.5 hours. So, you know, driving isn't that much work, but, you know, driving for 2.5 hours after working for 10.5,
that's
bad.
That's got to be rough.
And you're on road, you don't know. And, you know, that I hate that term. So that is the worst road.
I knew I was tired, okay? Like, I almost drifted off on the turnpike, actually. Like,
yeah.
I was about to fall asleep, so, like, I was like, okay, I just got to get home. I got to get home. I turned the music up. I opened my windows. I was doing everything I could to stay awake. And then I'm 1 minute from my house. You know, 534 going into Newton Falls?
Yep.
I'm 1 minute from my house. And I must have fallen asleep, because the next thing I knew, I opened my eyes and I'm going like 55 through a muddy, snowy field. And I'm like, I knew I couldn't brake. So I'm just trying to like coast my car, trying to get it to stop. And I knew I was headed for the trees, but you know, it's not like I was going to swerve.
Yeah.
And so I just like coast, and it finally stops like a little bit into the trees, and it's on top of a bush.
Mm.
And so I'm sitting there. I took a deep breath. I'm like, and then I look at my turnpike tickets and I grab my phone and I tell my dad, I'm like, Dad, I know, you know, I got lost. I was like, but I'm my car's in a field down the road. I need you out here. And so he came down there, and the person that owned the field, who lives across the street, just so happened to be, he happened to see it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there was cops showed up. Somebody called the cops when they drove by. They asked me if I was okay. I mean, they must have been really worried. I mean, seeing me just stumbling out of my car, it's like midnight, my car's in a field. But yeah, they called the cops. The cops show up. Newton Falls cops say, this isn't our jurisdiction. You're like 500 feet out of our zone. So we're calling the state highway patrol. So the state shows up and EMT shows up. Once the EMT realized I was fine, they left. But yeah, they didn't want to file because the farmer who owned the field decided that it wasn't a big deal. He didn't want to file. And he actually used his tractor. It was like half past midnight. Yeah, he used his tractor out. To pull me out of his field. But looking back on it, the last time I was back there, I looked, and if I had turned about 2 or 3 seconds off the road in my sleep earlier, I would have collided head-on with a telephone pole and taken my own life.
That's not good.
And if I had went 2 inches to the right when my car stopped, I would have hit a tree with my right headlight, skewed my car, and put a tree through my ribs.
So... You really just came to rest at the very perfect place. Yeah. You know, that's, well, that was lucky. I mean.
Yeah. Sometimes it makes you wonder if it was just like a sign that you should just be more careful. I mean, if it was me, if I knew that it would take me that long to get home and I was that tired, I would just try to find a place to pull over somewhere and just
I don't think I've had a Dunkin' Coffee since then.
Do you know, that's the fact that they were closed is so...
Yeah, it was really weird.
That's weird.
The one was attached to a gas station. So I was like, okay, well...
Was the gas station still open?
It's gotta be open. No, the gas station was closed. Like, so I was like, okay, well, that makes sense. I mean, it's like midnight. I can see why they'd be closed.
Well, you know... But PA's then the other
you were Dunkin',
in PA still, right?
This was before I went to PA.
So you're still somewhere in Ohio.
Yeah. After I made it to the second Dunkin', when it decided to take me home, it figured out that apparently the fastest way was the turnpike.
That's the worst. That road is the worst road. I don't even know how they make you pay for that road because it's a dangerous. It's always bumpy.
Oh yeah, if you're not going like
I still owe my mom money because
90 mile an hour sometimes.
On the PA turnpike, it's like suicide doing.
I don't like the way the PA turnpike just like scans your plate and then mails you the payment. That's probably the most annoying thing to me.
It is.
It was literally like last week. My mom, she holds up a paper.
Came.
She's holding up a paper. She's like, "You owe me $5 for the PA turnpike." I'm like, "Really?" Like. I forgot I even crashed my car.
I do everything I can. I'll go miles out of my way
just to avoid the
avoid that road.
Yeah. It's killer.
And
the turnpike in general is crazy.
I mean, the same.
When I stopped on the side of the turnpike and called my parents and told them I was lost and that it was going to take me a while to get home, I mean, there were people that weren't even moving from my car. I had my blinkers on and everything, and they're just flying past me. Nobody in the other lane, shaking my car.
Yeah, and that is a...
Should leave your phone on, Mike.
Yeah, I forgot to turn my phone. I don't know. There's nothing about that road I love, and you know how I like my haunted houses.
Yeah.
So I forgot to put in our GPS to avoid it, and we ended up on it, and you can't escape it once you're on it.
Mm-hmm. The turnpike, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah, because you try to get off of it, and some other road makes you get back on it.
Yeah, it's like, that's the worst thing, because like what I told you, the fastest way it told me that I could get off of the turnpike was to go out onto some random road and literally turn around and go back down the same road.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't care if it's even an hour longer trip just to avoid it.
It's like that movie, The Wrong Turn.
Oh, yeah. I watched a lot of those when I was younger.
Oh my gosh! And you know there again. Okay, so October we went to this haunted house, and it was January. They finally sent me the bill.
Yeah, it's taking like, so long. Like it's the federal. It's not federal, but you know the state government. It shouldn't take that long.
You could have just said, "That wasn't me driving. I don't remember it."
Trust me. It wouldn't take that long if you didn't show up to jury duty.
No, it's, you know what, it's crazy. And then if you don't pay their thing, they like nil you.
Yeah,
it's something petty, like a couple bucks.
Yeah,
it's like,
why even worry about it at that point?
Speaking of which, I should probably get on that payment then, huh?
Yeah.
I don't need you knocking on my door, Mike.
Well, you know, we're not gonna chase you down for PA, but they'll suspend your license in PA.
So you can't tell you. So that would be like you can't drive in PA.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, and then one day you're cruising through PA, someone pulls you over, and you get arrested. And
like 5 years down the road. Yeah. Like, oh, man.
For driving Timbuktu in some little burg, yeah. Yeah.
For not paying $5.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
It's your least favorite part of the show, Greg. Yep.
So go ahead. Let's hear your funnier embarrassing moment.
Well, the one that I had thought of at the time was I think it was either sometime around Christmas. I'm not sure. But those like plastic tubs for storage that you can just get at like any dollar store or something like that. I was small enough to fit in one, and I had sat down in it, and my sister had put the lid on it while I was in it. And I ended up farting while I was in there. And I couldn't open it because somebody or something was holding it down. And I did not like the smell of it. I'll tell you that. I was in there for a solid 5 to 10 minutes.
As he suffocates.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible. But it's very funny to think about now.
I remember playing in, like, fridge boxes as a kid. Whenever my parents got like a new fridge or a dryer or something, and play in the box.
Yeah.
Like the only boxes that are big enough for it.
I used to make forts out of them. I would like cut open one side or at least open it up to where I can like lay it out or build a wall with it.
It's shut up time.
So, got anybody you want to do shout outs to? Come on, mom, dad, girlfriend, whatever, boyfriend.
You know, my my grandfather and my girlfriend, they are probably the two most supportive people in my life right now. So I'm very thankful to have them. It has been a crazy last 2 years, especially last year. And I had recently lost my grandmother in 2020. And thankfully, she had passed in our house, so it wasn't put down on paper like it was the virus that did it.
Yeah.
It was all just natural causes from cancer. But ever since then, I've just grown closer to my grandfather and my girlfriend. So that's awesome. I'm very grateful for them.
Sorry for your loss.
Everybody experiences it.
So. You know, yeah. But you know, you said something earlier, not to get off the thing, but you were talking about your grandfather showing you. My grandfather like taught me like about the oil changes mm-hmm. and this and that. And what you said earlier made me just think about that. But you got any shout outs, Hayden?
Trying to think. I don't really think I have any right now. I could do one, but it would be mean. Just shout out the guy that came to Pulp the other day. This is my first night at Pulp, right? And this guy shows up. It's this older guy. And he wants one of the juices that we serve. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know how to ring it up. So I call my manager, Holly, over. And she helps me ring it up. And then the guy tells me, he's like, don't worry about it. By the time you figure it out, you'll be gone anyway. Nobody ever stays here. telling me to quit my job.
All that's right. Funny.
Shout out to unknown Pulp guy.
Yeah, the rude guy.
I'm going to show you up.
All right, so I'm going to give a shout-out. I'm going to give a shout-out to our superintendent. Let's see if he's listening out there. So a shout-out to Jason Gray. He is a really nice guy, a real good guy.
You don't really see him much around here. At least I don't.
Yeah, he pops in and out. You know, you'll see him, like, around the cafeteria. He'll come
that's
out.
Mostly where
compared
I see him.
Compared to the dean, he stays pretty hidden.
Yeah.
You're not busy, hidden.
Yeah, the dean. Yeah, the dean's always there, though.
Yeah. No, well, he's busy.
Yeah.
But
superintendent stuff, huh?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean.
I'm sure it's not easy.
No, you got the whole school.
Yeah.
You got everything. I mean, every problem, everything, it's all in your lap.
Yeah.
But he is a super nice guy. And so, Jason, this shout-out's for you, brother. That's about it.
All right.
Guys, take care until next time.
I think something's wrong with our sound effects. I need to fix them.